Deep House.
Loving that last one. It's a brand new Kant remix of King Lande. That one, of course, Jubel, forthcoming on Warner, I believe. And just before that, brand new Rain City Riot with Eyes Closed. Got to say a massive shout out to everyone locked in. Big shout out to Marky Love Stuff. Hello to Isla and hello to Ricardo. If you want to get in contact, at Ricky Simmons DJ on Twitter. And right now we're going to go into the mix with Beckwith. It's been around for the last couple of years, been smashing it with releases on Anjuna Deep, Nervous and loads more. So hey, Paul, man, are you there?
Hey, Ricky, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm really good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man, good.
Cool. And
studio vibes today.
Wicked, man. Same here. We've been a massive fan of Beckwith Productions on our show for a long, long time. But just for our listeners out there, how would you describe your sound?
I like to come at things with, you know, an old school approach, you know, keep it house, but, you know, make sure that I have, like, you know, a modern twist on things and always keeping it fresh at the same time.
Wicked, man. I think Cramer was the first track that really stood out for me. I love that one. And you've had so many releases on a label that we love, that is Anjuna Deep as well. Tell me how you kind of hooked up with the guys there.
I actually met Anjuna Deep through Andrew Bear, who I went to school with in Boston. It was actually really just that simple, and the relationship just developed over the years. But we worked together really well, and it formed into a great partnership over the years, and it just keeps going. And they help, you know, their A&R helps develop my sound, and, you know, I keep sending them the music, and we keep going. So
yeah, man,
it works out really well.
You're putting out some great releases as well.
Thanks, man. And thank you
for the
support, always.
No, definitely. And you've also remixed for quite a few guys that the listeners know, including Sean Roman that we had on last week.
That one was fun.
What's been your favorite remix, would you say, that you've done over the last few years?
Oh, one of my favorite remixes? Oh, man, I have no idea. I mean, There's a bunch that I've done for Nervous. You know, there's like one that I did called Elixir for Romy. And then actually, ironically, a couple of the more challenging remixes for me, like, because, one thing for me that's always a concern is keeping my credibility. So, you know, when you get approached to do a really commercial project, you know, you're like, well, how am I going to balance, well, one, making a living, but two, also, you know, taking on a project, but keeping your credibility. And so two of the really fun remixes for me were the Late Night Alumni Sapphire remix that I did, and then the Henrik D. Voices remix that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll stand by the work that I did on the remixes, and when I play them out to a crowd, like, I played them both at Output here in New York.
Yep.
In Brooklyn, which is, it's one of the it's one of the toughest crowds to play to, and you've got to keep it really legit. And I played both those records, and they went over great. And so, to me, both of those remixes were really rewarding, because they started out as really commercial projects, but I was able to transform them into something that works in the underground.
Yeah, definitely. And I heard you smashed at Output, and you've also played out at the Winter Music Conference in Miami recently as well.
Yeah, Miami was crazy this year, man. I did Mansions Above and Beyond, which was, that gig was insane. That was really fun. We did the DJ Mag party. I did the Nervous party, and of course the Anjuna Deep party. I think I did 5 parties in about 6 days.
Wow, crazy.
It was, quite the schedule, man. Between meetings and, it was fun. You know, the weather was great. It was nice to get out of the cold for a little while, and the rain, and get down and some sun.
It can't be as bad as London, surely. What? Well, maybe it is. Let's go back to your production. So your An Andia EP dropped on June of Deep last month. You know Clarion was my favorite track from that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for all the support on that.
No, wicked track. Love that. Tell us a bit about what went into making the EP. Lots of coffee and Red Bull, right?
Actually, I've been sticking to water lately, man, because I'm can't stay up that late.
Keeping healthy.
That EP for me, honestly, it's one of the things that I'm most proud of the work that as a collection of work that I've done for me. Anandia itself was a complete labor of love. What went into that was blood, sweat, and tears, actually. A lot of times, you know, records will take a few days or, you know, but everybody's different.
Yeah.
with how long it'll take them to do a record.
Yeah.
But Anandia, actually, it took me an extra long time to get that one done.
Yeah.
And just because there's just something about it. That record in and of itself, it was truly a labor of love, and it just took me quite a long time, and I just wanted it to be perfect. But speaking of output, their sound system is completely brand new, Function One.
Wow. And you tested it for them.
You know, the payoff on that record for me was when the acid lean line comes in. It was so loud and it was moving so much air that actually on stage I got dizzy because it was just...
Wow.
I mean, it was... But, you know, and Life has, you know, Javi, the vocalist on that. I mean, the kid's got so much soul. And then, you know, Clarion was just fun for me because, you know, I always find it really fun to read comments online the various things, and like a lot of people were just like, this record is just so weird. And I love that people said that about it, because,
and that was my favorite one as well, so I don't know what that says about
me. Well, I've been like, for instance, I know I keep bringing it up, but at Output, you know, I had to play after MK, which is terrifying, but I mean, it's a huge honor, but mm-hmm. it's also, you know, his last record was Burning, and there's 1,100 kids going crazy, right?
Yeah, wow.
And what am I going to do? And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play Clarion, and it worked, because, you know, the bass on that it'll do it.
Yeah.
So I like that one quite a lot too. Thank you for your
and
that as well.
Looking forward to kind of 2014 releases. What have you got coming up this year?
Man, I've actually started working with a few new vocalists. I've got some remixes coming up as well. More releases coming with Anjuna Deeds. Lots and lots of stuff in the works. I've been remixing like crazy the last couple weeks, getting ready to go into a full-on studio month here, which I'm excited about. And the new vocalists that I've got lined up, I won't say too much about them, but one of them's established, and I'm actually doing another record with Javi as well, which I'm really excited about. And I've got two completely undiscovered vocalists that I found that are just... I can't wait to share them with everybody.
Wow.
They've got
tons
of personality.
Wicked.
They're great records.
And can we catch you over in the UK anytime soon?
Yeah, man. I'll be over at the end of May for the We Are Festival, and I think we're going to be adding some other dates. I'll be up in Leeds on the 25th, me and my bro, Jody Westernoff.
We're
going to be playing up there on that Sunday, I believe.
I need to look in my diary as well. Yeah, I need to check out
whether
we can hook up. I'm not sure where I am at the moment. But yeah, we'll definitely meet up, get you in the studio as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Would love to do.
Sick, man. And finally, what can people expect for the next 30 minutes or so from your mix?
Oh, man, I got some good ones on this mix. My bro, Manic, just yesterday sent me his new one coming out on Black Butter. It's in the middle of the mix. It's called Because of You, Old School Garage Vibe, and it's just, man, it is a banger. And I dropped it right after, if you remember Red Rose Records, they're making a comeback, man. And I played the original mix of Rhythm Takes Control from back in the day. It's an old two-step record, and sounds fresh as ever. A couple new remixes from me, a couple tracks off the EP, and this new kid, up-and-coming talent from Florida called Austin Welsh. New record coming out on Nervous. Looks bad. It's the third track in the mix. And then, you know, everything's so dark these days. I kind of want to remind people that, you know, it's okay when you're out dancing to smile every once in a while.
Of course.
So I brought it back at the end with some old school disco house. This track called Happy Days by PJ, which is one of my old favorites.
Perfect. So let's go into the mix right now. And do you want to shout out your social networks? Where can people hit you up on Twitter and SoundCloud?
Oh yeah, on SoundCloud and Twitter, I'm at The Real Beckwith. Both of those. Just not the fake Beckwith, The Real Beckwith.
Wicked. So we're getting into the mix with Beckwith right now. Ministry of Sound Radio.
Hey, yeah. We'll be right back.
Gonna get you. was a happy day. Just you and I, you know.